January 12th, Acts of the Apostles 10. Jesus says, My disciple says, God is charity, and whoever has charity has God. How can someone say he loves God, if he does not love his brothers? Here children of the same blood, are not called brothers, or the children of a single nation, or the children of a single religion. All of you are brothers, for the family founder is single. Adam, and the origin is single. God. Latins, Aryans, Asians, Africans, the civilized, and the uncivilized, you do not come from different creators, but from a single creator. Your God, who is the Lord of the heavens, and the Father of all the living. The children dearest to his heart, are those regenerated in Christ's baptism. The most beloved children and co-heirs, with the Son, of the heavenly city, are those who live out Christ's doctrine. But if the degrees of paternity and filiation are different, your supernatural and natural seed remains one and the same. God, the Divine Father, Adam, the earthly Father. You that want to be perfect, not out of the perverse pride of the mind, but out of obedience to my sweet command. Be perfect as my Father is perfect, must not, then, foster in yourselves a feeling of disdain or repugnance towards those who are not, like you, Christians in reality or Catholics in name. You must not say, this person, because he is irreligious, a schismatic, or a pagan, is a reptile or an unclean animal to me, he is loathsome, and scandalous in my sight. One thing alone should cause you loathing, and be a scandal for you, because it is uncleanness and corruption. Your commerce with Satan, who harms your spirits, and makes you repugnant in the eyes of God. Even with the gaze of your minds, you must flee from, avoid, and shun this. This alone. But if you are, if you want to be, children of God, true children, you must show charity towards your spiritually poor brothers and sisters, the spiritually indigent, the spiritually ill, spiritually impure. The idolaters are poor, and the schismatics are indigent, the sinners are ill, impure are the ones led astray by doctrines even more inauspicious than those of the lesser Christian religions which believe in Christ, but are not a branch of the true tree, but, rather, a branch not grafted into Christ, and thus wild and yielding bitter fruit, not worthy of the heavenly table. For, if God's benignity judges the works of all according to justice, and gives a reward to the good, this reward will never be so shining and full as the one given to those who are true children of the true church. Those who love and believe much are forgiven much, when they believe themselves to be in the truth in another religion. But since the gospel is preached even in the countries which are separated from Rome, much will also be demanded of these deaf ones who did not want to hear the voice, and see the light of Jesus Christ, living in his Roman Apostolic Church. But it is not up to you Catholics to judge. I said, judge not. I said, first take the beam out of your own eye, and then the straw out of your brother's eye. Many beams are in your eyes, O Catholic Christians with a damaged faith, with excessively lukewarm charity, and with the four cardinal virtues extinguished. Many too many. Take care that it may not happen for you that idolaters and Gentiles should surpass you in the love of Christ and deserve to hear themselves praised more than you for their secure faith in the religion of their fathers, for the charity towards the unknown God, and for their courageously practiced virtues. Love purifies even what is impure and profane. Love purified Mary Magdalene and Levi. We may compare non-Catholic religions to these two redeemed people in the gospel whom love redeemed. We can consider, O sons and daughters, that those believing in them, living in the love of God just as it has been taught to them, God, if anything, will ask those responsible for their separation from Rome about the reason for the error, are made pure in my eyes by the charity which is alive in them. I repeat. They will be asked, why they have not wanted to accept the gospel preached by Rome, but they will not be denied God's gaze, because their impure altar, the altar of their spirit, will have been cleansed by love. Bear in mind Peter's words. I recognize that God makes distinction among persons, but in any nation whoever fears him, and practices justice is acceptable to him. Therefore, without mental pride and a lack of charity in your hearts, observe your brothers and sisters divided from Rome with a supernatural spirit, and pour out your active love upon them to reunite them to the Rome of Christ, whatever their error may be. If you keep yourselves elevated beyond flesh and blood, elevated beyond human thought, fleshly contacts and mental contacts will be unable to harm you, for you will be living in spheres where contagion does not arrive. Remain in me. I am a defense for whoever lives in me, and pour out upon all that charity which you find alive in my heart for all, and as a teacher for all. The communion of the saints is not limited to your brothers and sisters in faith. It pours itself out upon all the living, for I am the first one who established and practiced it, I who shed my blood for all. Prayer for those separated from me by schisms, doctrines, sects, and your religion is nothing but zeal for my cause. It is nothing but imitation of your master, who did not spare himself any pain in order to take the separated children to God, the Holy Father. Furthermore, suffering, and I am speaking to you, pearls of my flock, O my victim souls, my perfect copies, my comfort, and my glory, the pure gold of your love, blood of the heart of the mystical communion of the saints, is, like Christ's command, what draws the dead out of death. And in heaven you shall see the kind of resurrection this is, of a spirit, infinitely higher and more precious than that of flesh, when you hear, my blessed are you for all of you hidden evangelizers, more powerful, however, than so many lukewarm priests, who have conquered those currently uncircumcised for the truth.